Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after moving into a 1970s ranch home in Missouri, she and her fiancé quickly realized they weren't alone.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get access to the archive, advance episodes, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, Kathy Gordon. Nothing like a swinging 70s haunted ranch home.
Okay.
I have visions
of... You just put a horrible vision in my head.
I have visions of men in plaid pants.
Like, you know, that and, you know, what was that? Hair, no, like, gray for men. You know what I'm talking about? Where the men used to have that product that they would put in their hair so that it wouldn't be gray, but it would look terribly black or dark brown.
Just, you know, not quite about. Right, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm seeing that whole 70s vibe of hair that's too dark, mustaches that are too dark, beards that are too dark, and shirts that are unbuttoned to mid-chest with lots of chains.
That might be the haunting we're talking about. I have no idea.
Matter of fact, I am totally traumatized by this story already.
Well, let's go into the story then. And it says, my name's Samantha. I wanted to share one of the craziest and most terrifying paranormal experiences I've ever had. I've always been sensitive ever since I was a kid. I've had this strong connection to the energy around me. And I've been fascinated with ghost hunting and the paranormal for as long as I can remember. So when something strange happens, I usually don't freak out. Back in March of 2017, my fiance and I bought our first home together. It was this cute little ranch house built in 1972 out in a suburb in Missouri. It used to be farmland, and the moment I walked in during our initial tour, I felt it. Someone watching me from all around, from every corner. For me, that kind of thing isn't unusual. I didn't feel threatened, so I just brushed it off. When we were closing on the house, the previous owner, an elderly woman, handed me the keys and said with a total straight face, "Just so you know, the house is haunted." Then she turned and walked away.
What? Oh, that would have been nice.
That
is a little
earlier in this
deal.
Because remember, at my closing, I was like, "Is the house haunted? You know, can we have a quick conversation?"
Well, that's just that mean. Is true, but that is so mean of that woman. And now, in the old woman's defense, Samantha had already felt it.
True, but the old woman didn't know that. She just being mean.
And she didn't necessarily feel like it was bad, but the woman said, "Oh yeah, it's haunted, like it is bad."
Yeah.
Like it's not a good thing there.
I don't know how I would respond to that.
Great.
It says, at the time, I actually laughed. I said, "Well, we have one that follows us. So hopefully they get along." I just added
that. That is kind of funny.
I added the giggles in.
Yeah, but that was pretty good.
Thanks.
Line.
I meant it as a joke, but part of me was serious. I wasn't that worried, but something about how she refused to talk about it after saying that made me uneasy. We moved in a few weeks later. Almost right away, we noticed signs that our friend, someone we had lost recently, had followed us from our old apartment to the new house. We'd lived with him before he passed, and it felt like he stuck around after death. That is interesting to have it be like a roommate.
Yeah.
That's bothersome. His presence had always been comforting, like a protective force. So if there was something in the new house, I figured we had backup. Our third night staying there, that sense of calm completely vanished. At 3:42 a.m., my fiancé bolted upright from a dead sleep, screaming and crying. He yelled out, "Jake says we need to stop spending time in the basement. He says we're bothering him and we don't belong. Jake says we have to stop, that we can't be here anymore. He's watching me. I can't fall back asleep." That's a lot. Just like that, this gets creepy. He rolled over and went back to sleep. After saying all that, he just woke up, said all that, then went back to sleep.
Okay, hey, I got a quick question. Could you piece that back a little bit for me? Okay, because he said a whole bunch.
Okay, I'm just going to read that whole thing again.
Yeah, would you? Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. Here's what it says again. At 3:42 a.m., my fiance bolted upright from a dead sleep, screaming and crying. He yelled out, "Jake says we need to stop spending time in the basement. He says we're bothering him and we don't belong. Jake says we have to stop, that we can't be here anymore. He's watching me. I can't fall back asleep." But then he did. He fell back asleep.
Immediately, as if he was never even awake.
It was almost like a trance, right?
Okay, so not...
And Jake
don't
must
spend
be
time
the,
in the basement.
My guess, too, is Jake must be the former roommate that followed them.
Yeah, but it sounds like Jake was saying, "You're bothering me," or... Okay.
Oh, maybe Jake's maybe Jake is the guy at the house. Okay.
I'm not sure yet. I think Jake's the friend, but I think we need to get more in the story.
Okay, so here we go. He goes back to sleep. She tries to shake him awake. He was out cold. The next morning, I asked him what that was all about. He had no memory of it, like none. He looked at me like I was making the whole thing up, and then it happened again the next night. The same exact thing, the same message, the same time, no memory of it in the morning. By the third night, I knew something was seriously wrong. I called a couple of friends who investigate haunted locations. They agreed to come check out the house. When they arrived, one of them, who's more sensitive than the rest, walked straight downstairs to the basement. We hadn't even told her what was going on yet. She just knew where to go. During their investigation, they caught a ton of activity. They saw shadows on camera. One clip showed something literally hitting a pendulum to make it swing as they asked questions. Through their tools and interactions, they identified the spirit as a man named Jake. The same name my fiance had been screaming about. So that must be the ghost that was in the house.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm with you now.
They gathered enough evidence that night and suggested we cleanse the house, so we did. At first, it seemed to work. The house was quiet, calmer, and we could sleep again. But then things started happening, and this time it got even worse. Our pets started acting up, barking and staring into corners, pacing around like something was following them. We'd hear footsteps when no one else was home. Drawers would open by themselves. The front door would randomly unlock even after we double-checked it. Lights flickered, electronics turned on and off, objects would move without explanation. But the thing that got to me the most was two green eyes. Not normal eyes. They looked like gemstones. Bright green and glowing, about hip height, and they moved. The first time I saw them, they were in the basement. I was watching Frozen as they drifted across the room. Then slowly, a shadow began to form around them. That was enough for me. I ran upstairs. We realized pretty quickly that before we cleansed the house, all the activity had been upstairs. After Jake was gone, whatever took over seemed to come from the basement, especially the one area, this room off the laundry space. I hated going in there. Every time I did, I felt like something was watching me. I'd rush through laundry, get out as fast as I could, and then it escalated. I'm not someone who usually sees full-on apparitions. I'm more of an empath. I feel things more than I see them. But it got so intense that I started seeing figures walking the hallway by our bedrooms. Sometimes at night, I'd see a woman peek into our doorway and just stare before vanishing. The final straw came when we adopted another cat. My fiancé and I had just gotten home. I wanted to show him the new cat. I couldn't find her anywhere, so I went downstairs, back toward the laundry room. In the far corner, I saw two little eyes peeking out. I walked over thinking, well, there she is. As I got closer, those eyes shifted. They weren't a cat's eyes anymore. They were huge, glowing, part of what looked like a wolf. At least that's what it resembled. I screamed, ran upstairs, only to find my fiancé sitting on the cat. Not sitting on the cat. Sitting on the couch. Sitting on the couch with the cat would have been horrible. Sitting on the couch playing with the new cat. She had been upstairs the entire time. So I called our investigator friends right away. When they arrived, something strange happened. One of our neighbors, someone I'd never gotten a straight answer from before, walked over and told them something I'll never forget. She said the man who used to live in our house would constantly complain about his wife playing with those stupid Ouija boards in the basement right by the laundry room. Suddenly, everything made sense. The investigators went back in and confirmed what they feared. The previous owner had opened a portal in that basement room using a Ouija board. And the creature I saw, the one with the green eyes, it was what they call an elemental, something old, something tied to the land, and something you do not want in your home. Jake, it turns out, had been keeping it in check all along. Since the portal was open with a Ouija board, the only way to close it properly was to use one again. I was not thrilled about the idea, but at that point, I just wanted my home back. We worked on it for over an hour. Finally, we were able to close it. Since that night, things have been quiet, not completely empty. Our old friend still pops in with the little quirks we come to know and love from our apartment, but the darker stuff seems to be gone. Every once in a while, I'll feel something nearby that isn't him, but nothing like it was. So yeah, if an old lady ever hands you the house keys and says, just so you know it's haunted, listen. Thanks for reading, Samantha. But then what do? You had already closed on the house. Once you handed she handed you the keys, that was your house. You'd signed the paperwork.
There was nothing there. I think maybe she should have listened to that first. Her, you know, inner little... you know, that alarm when she went into it the first time, because she said she did feel like something was really watching and hovering around them. And, you know, I guess I think she kind of knew going in something was there already. She just didn't feel like it was evil at that time.
Right.
Is what I'm suspecting was.
Do you know how creeped out I would be if my partner woke up in the middle of the night and he is yelling that shit three nights in a row? That would freak me out. Then he just falls right back to sleep and doesn't remember any of it. That is so creepy to me.
Well, you know, I would have, like, the next night, or for sure on the third night if it happened, I would have been recording.
Yeah.
So I could play it back for him. You know, this is happening. And of course, that night, then it wouldn't happen. But,
right.
You know.
But it's interesting that Jake was the presence in the home and he was keeping it all in check. I kind of like that theory, because it does seem like once they came in the first time, it did ramp up into something totally different. And he was like, stay away from the basement. Don't want to go in the basement. You know, because he knew.
And then you go down to, you know, Cujo in the basement.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, leave my pets out of this.
And the cute little kitten. And they did leave the cute little kitten out of it, because the cute little kitten was never downstairs. But
which is good. But it's like the pets seem to be very afraid.
Absolutely. And I don't like that.
I don't like that one bit. You leave my dog alone.
And I think I would start, like, going to the laundromat. before I would go to
the... I'm telling you, we have so many laundry stories.
So many.
And I, you know, I think because a lot of time the laundry is in the basement.
Yep.
And the basement seems to be such a place that's open. But it is weird that she'd go to the basement to play the Ouija board.
Well, yeah, no. Because if the basement kind of had a vibe anyway, and maybe it was her dirty little secret.
Yeah.
I don't know. We all have them. I don't know. I just know that I would way rather go to a damn laundromat, and I hate them, than to go do my laundry seeing some freaky elemental thing in my basement. No.
Good heavens.
No.
Well, I'm glad.
I'd be saving up my quarters.
I'm glad it's under control now.
Here is our next story.
How's it going? My name is Fernando. This is an old story about 30 years ago when I was about 5 or 6 years old. I'm listening to one of your guys' podcast stories and episodes, and just dawned on me that I experienced something, you know, as I was younger with my older brother, till this day that we confirm with each other that was something paranormal and nothing that we can explain. And we lived in the city of Norwalk at the time, and we have a large family, and everybody seemed to go to the aunt's house, family's house. Everybody was gone. It was my mother down the hallway in her room. This was when Nintendo was popular, and we thought we would stay home and be cool, and stay home and play video games in the living room. And across the living room area was a garage, and there was a door there that led into that. And as that garage door would lead you into the garage, it would open and close, but it would open up to a wall. So there was nothing that can, you know, be placed behind the door. No, nobody that could stand behind the door, because the door would open all the way up to the back of a wall. And anyways, we were there for a couple hours go by. We were playing Nintendo, having a great old time. Again, I'm about 6-7 years old. My older brother is about 3.5 years older than me. Until this day, we remember that we were there playing. Nobody was interrupting us. Nobody else was home. After the couple hours go by, this door that leads into this garage doesn't like slowly creak open, nothing like that. It just opens and starts slamming as fast as possible that you can imagine, slamming back and forth for a solid 10-15 seconds. And it's just slamming back and forth as crazy as possible, slamming against the wall. And as soon as that started to happen, me and my brother look at each other like, what the heck? And we run screaming down the hallway, Mom! And, you know, we go crazy, and we turn up, we tell, you know, there's something over there, something's going on. And he comes out, she's like, what are you guys talking about? And, you know, nothing's there, and then door stopped slamming, and, that was the only one real experience that we had that we just can't explain till this day. But till this day, we call each other and we talk about it like, hey, do you remember that door? Yeah, did we see what we saw? And sure enough, we can both confirm that. And, you know, we talk about it, and it's just something that we can never explain. But there was definitely something there, right? It's not like somebody came out afterwards and saying like, hey, you know, surprise, pranked you guys, nothing like that. It was just something that went on for years that we could never explain. We saw what we saw, and this door was just almost to the point where it was going to break, how hard and fast that it was clear as day in front of us, slamming, opening, closing by itself. Thought I'd share that story with you guys. Keep on doing what you guys are doing. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
So, I have a little story about a similar story.
Okay.
Kind of. So, my friend Suzanne lives in Nashville, and I think it took a while, and this just popped up in my Facebook memories a couple months ago, and it made me laugh all over again. So her automatic garage door opener was basically the same frequency, is that what it would be, as someone down the street?
Right.
So every time she would open her garage door, it would shut theirs.
Or open they, it, depending yeah. on whether theirs was open or yeah. shut.
So she got stuck in this loop. So she's trying to shut her own, and she did this video of it. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen. She would hit shut, and then she would pan over down the street like three or four houses. Theirs would open. And then she would open hers, and theirs would shut. And so she went over to talk to them about it, and they were really pissed off at her about it.
Well, that's not her fault.
And I know. I'm like, it's not your fault. But that
What's
would seem really
people?
Paranormal, and it took her a while to figure it out. So therefore, their automatic garage door opener was the same as hers. So she kept coming home and finding her garage door open, knowing that she had shut it. And then same things happening to them, which they didn't find funny. I still think it's one of the funniest things ever because the video is hysterical.
It's funny.
I think like, so too. Well, what is she supposed to do? And then she's like, how yeah, exactly. do I fix this? Like, I can go to bed tonight with my garage door shut, but theirs is going to be open. If they shut theirs, mine's going to be open. Mm-hmm. So, and it took her several days to put this together, but she just happened to be standing outside one day, like, trying to debunk, like, what is going on with my garage door? So I don't know that that's happening there.
Well, I thought, but, okay, I'm confused. I thought it was just the door going to the garage.
Oh, I was thinking the garage door. So if it's the actual garage door to go in and out, yeah, that ain't going to be it.
That I thought it was the way he talked was just the garage door that would go into the garage, and then it would just slammed open.
So and that, yeah, that's just, that's
it kept
paranormal.
Hitting the wall.
Ooh.
You know,
and what is that?
You and know? I have nothing for that. Like, there's no reason that should happen.
Yeah. I mean, the only explanation would be paranormal. What else is causing a door to open and shut, open and shut, open and shut? That hard.
And hard. And they acted like it just kept bamming into the wall. And I think, okay, so they went and got the mom. Nothing's going on. She doesn't see anything. And here's where my question comes in. It just seemed to be a one-off.
And
so
why?
Was this a... Yeah, that's what I'm stumped over is it just seems to have happened that once. And what would... Why?
Yeah, because you think it would stick around and maybe do some other shit.
Right, exactly.
Open some other doors, close some
like
doors.
Like if it was just there to create havoc.
Turn lights on and off. Open the cabinet doors. They seem to enjoy doing that.
And maybe whatever this entity was, it was just there for, this short period and then gone. I don't know. I'm with them, though. Like... He says, this is something I share with my brother. And it comes up every so often and we talk about it. And we're both creeped out still when we think about it. Like it was so profound when it happened at the time that they both knew it was wrong. And they can't debunk it at all. And I'm just going to say, if anybody could have debunked this by now, it would have been one of them.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of need it for themselves to, figure out what happened and why it did. But there doesn't seem to be an explanation.
Because it would be nice to have an explanation, but you're never going to get one.
I don't think so.
I don't think you can figure out what that was.
And I am mystified just by this kind of one time thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's just, ooh. I'm glad it was just a one-off.
But I'm
maybe
glad
just
Suzanne
somebody passing
out her
through
too. Yeah.
Trying to get their attention.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. If it was just something that just passed through going on,
Mm-hmm.
And the energy that it took to go through and stuff made this door just kind of go back and forth for a little bit and, act up. I don't know.
Well, I do know this. I do not want that to happen in my house tonight.
Yeah.
No thank you to that. So if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear it. You can call it in if you want. The number is 855-853-4802. Leave us a voicemail. write it down, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, get access to the archive, no commercials, advanced episodes, sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.